This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You've got another hour to call us, 877-726-8255. Many people have availed themselves of an opportunity to pose a question to me last hour, so let's keep it going in hour two, 877-726-TALK. And we got lots to cover this hour. A little later, we're going to talk about stress testing and the utility of routine screening for cardiovascular disease with EKGs and stress tests, some surprising results of a new opinion. And we'll talk about the effects of various medications on depression, subject of an article that I'm writing for next week's newsletter. We'll give you a preview in just a moment. Plus your phone calls, 877-726-8255. In the annals of nutrition science, there have been a lot of about-faces. Recently, there's been an about-face about the effects of meat and fat in the diet. And early last hour, I talked about a change in the opinion regarding egg yolks. Egg yolks now can be part of a healthy diet with no consequences for people even at risk for heart disease and diabetes. And chocolate has recently come into vogue. And on it goes when it comes to 180s in opinions about the nutritional value of various foods. And now, coffee has become a functional food, something beneficial. If you hearken back to the Marcus Welby era, remember, some of you are probably old enough to remember those commercials where somebody's irritable, they're snapping at their kids or their wife, or, Marcus Welby performs an intervention. He makes a house call, he walks in and suggests that people kick the coffee habit and switch to decaffeinated Sanka. And it was thought for a long time that coffee was bad for the heart, that it could cause blood pressure to soar, could cause palpitations, and generally something to kick the habit of. Well, there's some new information, and we've done an entire podcast on it to actually be released next week. Those of you who follow our podcasts at drhoffman.com or via your favorite podcast delivery service, whether it be iTunes or via Google or however you get your podcasts, listen to this podcast with Dr. Stephen Hellshine, because we're going to do a deep dive on the health benefits of coffee and even caffeine. Headline here, coffee scientists find an optimal number of cups for a healthy heart. They say, quote, we've disproved what doctors have told your grandma. Researchers at the University of Dusseldorf explain that there's extensive previous research demonstrating the health effects of caffeine at a physiologically relevant dosage. And what is that dosage? Well, they pinpointed it. It's 4 cups per day. It's known, they say, that 4 cups or more of coffee lowers the risk for heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. And they've uncovered a reason why. See, it's not enough for scientists to discover that something works. They have to find out a biologically plausible mechanism for why it works. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. So, well, you know, Gargling with apple cider vinegar, whatever, you know, makes you have less dandruff. Well, maybe that's something that can be demonstrated anecdotally, but it's got to make sense in terms of how it works. And they've discovered the reason why caffeine helps to protect the heart. Caffeine can push a protein called P27 into the mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of heart cells. And this can help those heart cells function more efficiently. And what they discovered, these researchers at the University of Dusseldorf, is that the mitochondria in caffeinated old rats. Some of you out there identify with those old rats? Well, some humans do exhibit rodent-like behavior. Mitochondria in caffeinated old rats performed as efficiently as mitochondria in the healthy younger rats. And what was the sweet spot in terms of caffeine? Well, they gave the animals a dose of caffeine equivalent to 4 cups of coffee for rats. Smaller dose, obviously, than in people. And then looked at their heart health. In aged rats that had received that dose, the mitochondria appeared to be revamped. And then, when those rats were given experimental heart attacks, which destroy heart cells, with apologies to you animal lovers out there, you know, who are against animal cruelty in experiments, the caffeinated mice showed greater movement of the endothelial cells, which can help rebuild blood vessels like arteries and protect against further cell death. So prevention of heart attacks, survival after heart attacks enhanced. The research is growing about the health benefits of coffee, and it's not just about the caffeine. It's also about the beneficial polyphenol compounds and things like chlorogenic acid, which may help with weight loss and insulin resistance. There are many, many beneficial chemicals that can be found in coffee, and this should exonerate coffee as an unhealthy drink, and ultimately encourage more people to take advantage of this God-given, natural, functional food. Our number, 877-726-8255. Let's talk now to Pat from Waterbury, Connecticut. How are you, Pat?
Thank you for the superb program, Dr. Hoffman. My question is RNA tablet by standard process. Mm-hmm. Does it work? Is it getting absorbed?
Okay, so what you're talking about is RNA. RNA. And, you know, everybody knows about DNA. RNA is ribonucleic acid. And ribonucleic acid is a messenger molecule that translates the DNA in our chromosomes into all the functional activities of the body. And so, you know, it might make sense, at least from a conceptual standpoint, to take RNA to make everything better, because RNA is something that's ubiquitous within the body. And so, you know, take a little RNA, everything gets better. And there is some limited research on RNA, in particular, in regard to surgical recovery. There's some formulas that are designed for people who are recovering from major surgery or illness. They can't eat. They're malnourished. They're trying to facilitate tissue repair and healing. And so they're supplemented with formulas that contain RNA, which should give the building blocks for translation of the signals from your DNA to protein synthesis, along with some arginine and some eicosapentaenoic acid, or EPA, from fish oil. And they say that giving this combination around the time of surgery appears to boost immune response, reduce infections, improve wound healing, and shorten recovery time. However, when it comes to claims that the RNA is going to make you smarter, or reduce the potential for Alzheimer's disease, or increase your sex drive, or prevent wrinkles, have an anti-aging effect, et cetera, et cetera, that's pretty unclear. So, you know, I would say it's one of those supplements I don't use, except under exceptional conditions, maybe people recovering from serious surgery. But in under those circumstances, the doctors in the hospital already know to administer formulas that contain RNA, and I don't have to give it to people. Maybe in some cases they get it via tube feeding, you know, because they can't even eat. So, you know, I'm thinking, it's one of those things that might have some benefits, but not high on my list. How's that for you, Pep?
I had tremors, and a functional chiropractor told me to take 6 tablets for the hand tremors.
Well, I don't think that's going to work. I actually don't think that's not very scientific, in my opinion. I mean, tremors are an elusive kind of condition, and I don't think there are any supplements that are demonstrated to affect tremors. The only things that seem to affect tremors are certain medications that reduce the shake, like shakes like beta blockers. And also, there's actually a new promising treatment for what's called benign tremors. I mean, if it's not Parkinson's disease, it's probably a benign tremor. And that's a type of targeted brain-zapping therapy that goes to a center deep in the brain that's associated with movement. And through this external brain zap, I think it'd be done without a internal probe into the brain, which you don't want, this new type of focus beam can zap out the center that's responsible for tremors. And it's in initial trials, it's promising, but it's not something that you'd undertake for a minor tremor. It'd be something you'd undertake for incapacitating shakes because it's kind of an early stage of development. And it's maybe not yet ready for prime time for people with minor tremor, okay? So, but, you know, I got to say, giving RNA for tremors is a real shot in the dark. It's really not going to help that very much. Okay? Thank you very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and it's 877-726-8255 for questions. And I want to tell you about colostrum. Colostrum is the substance that's part of the priming of the immune system of every mammal that breastfeeds. In the first few days and weeks after birth, a specialized type of breast milk that's rich in colostrum primes the gastrointestinal tracts and the immune systems of babies and young animals. It's nature's most powerful superfood, and its benefits are universal and always available no matter what your age. It's a supplement that I recommend and use, and it's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function. It eliminates harmful pathogens and fights infections, and it cleanses and prevents the absorption of toxins. Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories is my choice for the highest quality colostrum product. Adding colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. And with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, please go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD. It's a great product for immune enhancement, for leaky gut. All manner of health problems can be alleviated through use of colostrum. All right. As I said, 877-726-8255 is our number. And we also get calls via our website. You can go to drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, on the right hand of your page, if you're on a PC or Mac, there's a rectangular box that you can click on, and you can record a question, as did Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia.
Yes, I'd like to know about the effects of LDN on Crohn's patients and how long it would take to see an improvement. Thank you.
Okay. You know, I use LDN, low-dose naltrexone, on my patients with Crohn's disease and on a wide range of other maladies. But what's interesting about low-dose naltrexone is that the only condition for which its use is substantiated, well, there are other conditions, but the best trials are actually on Crohn's disease. And although they're small trials and preliminary trials, the results are encouraging. Now, so first of all, what is low-dose naltrexone? Well, naltrexone is the substance they give to addicts if they go into a coma, if they overdose. But a low dose of naltrexone actually has a boosting effect on the immune system. So in this study on Crohn's patients, there have been a couple of studies, 72% of LDN patients achieved a response compared to 25% of placebo patients. And remission was achieved in 22% of the LDN group. It's a small percentage, but that's significant, compared to zero in the placebo group, so it was better than nothing. And the researchers comment, however, these results need to be interpreted with caution as they're based on a very small number of patients, and the quality of the studies was not as good as could be, so they say future randomized controlled trials are required to assess the efficacy and safety of LDN therapy in Crohn's disease in both adults and children. But I use it, and I think it can be helpful. It can help within 2 or 3 months. You have to give it a shot. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And you ever meet up with a smart-alecky friend who raves about their doctor and says, oh, my doctor is very thorough. Whenever I go to my doctor does an EKG and they do a stress test. And I check in every year to make sure that my heart is okay. And you kind of think to yourself, well, my doctor doesn't do that. And, you know, maybe I should ask my doctor to make sure that I get that EKG every year or get a stress test because, after all, I'm getting on in years and maybe my ticker isn't working all that well. And so maybe that's something I should be doing, getting a routine EKG and exercise stress test. Well, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, the U.S. PSTF, has weighed in on this controversy, and predictably, they've come down against routine screening. They're notorious for rendering opinions that routine screening tests are unnecessary and even harmful. They rendered a very controversial decision a few years back about routine PSAs, saying that men shouldn't simply undergo PSAs because they do more harm than good. And they've even been kind of conservative about routine mammograms. So here, they weigh in with an opinion about screening with resting or exercise EKGs to prevent cardiovascular disease events in asymptomatic adults at low risk of cardiovascular events. Okay, let's break that down. They're talking about routine screening. In other words, you go in, you say, doctor says, how are you doing? You say, you're fine. You don't have major risks for cardiovascular disease, but just want to make sure everything's okay. Or alternatively, you go in and you say, I've been getting some chest pressure with exertion. Sometimes the pain runs down my left arm and I feel tingling in my fingers and I feel totally gassed when I play tennis. That's unusual. That would certainly be cause to get an EKG, but that's not a routine screening EKG in an asymptomatic person. So what they're saying here is that if you're fine, don't bother to get an EKG. Well, your doctor may want to do an EKG because they could certainly bill for it, submit to the insurance company, and get reimbursement. And a stress test in a person who doesn't have symptoms, very unlikely to show something dangerous, but might yield a false positive, and that's worse than worthless because the primary concern, they say, for both types of EKG screening is the harm of subsequent procedures or interventions initiated as a result of screening. For example, getting an angiogram or getting a stent unnecessarily. It may put you on the conveyor belt towards more and more tests and ultimately more invasive procedures, and you don't want that. So their conclusion is there is insufficient evidence to determine the extent to which information from resting or exercise EKGs add to current cardiovascular disease risk assessment models. And as with low-risk adults, serious possible harms are associated with screenings with resting or exercise EKGs in asymptomatic adults, even those at intermediate or high risk of cardiovascular disease events. And they say, well, you know, you have diabetes, so you got to do it all the time. Well, they actually say au contraire, that this is not only a waste of medical resources, but might actually lead to harm. Okay, let's take a recorded call from Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Dave. I've always had high cholesterol, and doctors are forever trying to push statins on me. And I resist because I've got a reasonably high HDL, and my LDL to HDL is 3.2. So I'm not particularly concerned about it. But I've heard you talk about a gold standard test that actually measures the calcification, I believe, of the carotid artery. For the life of me, I can't remember what the name of that test is. Could you help me out here?
Okay. So, Dave, that test, and by the way, very appropriate question in juxtaposition with this question about routine EKGs. A better way of ascertaining your risk, I mean, look, you've got a high cholesterol. We might say, okay, guy with a high cholesterol, you got to get an EKG every year just to make sure he's not developing heart disease. That's actually a very insensitive test because by the time you have an abnormal EKG, you probably have pretty significant blockage. If you want to determine your need for a statin drug, get what's called an EBT heart scan. And the various types of heart scans, the lowest radiation type of heart scan is called an EBT heart scan. And that's a test that you can obtain, the relatively few and far between. In New York, I like to recommend an outfit called Inner Imaging. They do a lot of screening for the uniformed services in New York, fire, police, sanitation, corrections. And what can happen, even in people who have high cholesterol, is zero plaque. And paradoxically, some people with the low cholesterol have a lot of plaque. And oh, by the way, HDL is very protective against the development of plaque, but it's not 100% insurance policy against development of plaque. Now, when you are found to have plaque, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a heart attack. It just means a little bit of a yellow light, like a warning light, not a red light, but it's also not a green light. It means warning. You're starting to develop some plaque, and then a choice can be made. Do you want to be very aggressive about plaque prevention with a statin drug, or do you want to undertake natural preventive measures? And that kind of depends on the patient's orientation, but it also depends on the extent of the plaque. If you have very, very pervasive plaque, that might be an indication for getting additional tests, getting a stress test with thallium, which is better than just a simple exercise stress test. The thallium actually provides imaging of whether your heart's getting enough blood, and or an angiogram. And I've had a few instances where patients have had EBT heart scans that very, very serious blockage. Ultimately, angiograms revealed potentially fatal blockage. And they've had stents or bypass surgery. And they've thanked me for it. You know, it's hard to... I feel bad about it, but it's, you know, when a patient is relieved that a very life-threatening problem was uncovered by a test and corrective action was undertaken, they're grateful. So there you have it. It's called an EBT heart scan. By the way, carotid scans are also easy to obtain, but they're a little less sensitive in terms of the need for statins. In my opinion, a little bit of carotid calcification is not immediate indication that you need to go on a statin drug to lower your cholesterol. But the EBT heart scan, that's where the rubber meets the road. The calcification that occurs in your coronary arteries is an indication of your coronary risk. And it's actually been studied. That's a pretty good way of selecting those people who need special attention. Okay. And speaking of prevention, hypertension, big risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Unfortunately, as we'll share with you in a few moments, many medications have side effects, including the risk for depression. So if you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. You've heard me talk about it here. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. What is it? Well, Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 48 weeks. And this is a high-tech device based on grip strength, which is highly correlated with cardiovascular risk and blood pressure. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or go to orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, we've set this up for you. The company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this fired up about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we're going to talk about the prevalence of prescription medication with depression as a potential side effect. A new study that shows that it is extremely pervasive and may be contributing to our epidemic, our twin epidemics of depression and suicide. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this item has to do with the side effects of many commonly taken medications. You know, the rate of depression and suicide is soaring in America, even in the just relatively few years of, I think, from 2013 to 2016, the rate of suicide has gone up about 60% in this country. And rates of depression have gone up roughly 25% in this very short period among middle-aged adults. Of course, among children and adolescents, a very alarming increase in the rates of depression. And we're even seeing something unprecedented, which is childhood and adolescent suicide. Very unusual that kids that young would succumb to suicide. But one thing that hasn't really been looked at is the role of commonly used prescription and over-the-counter medications on depression. And so in Journal of the American Medical Association, they did precisely that. They looked at over 26,000 adults, average age 46, and they then looked at their likelihood of depression if they were taking one or more of a certain list of drugs. And I'll share that list of drugs with you, but if you want a little more comprehensive lowdown on that, you can read my article for next week's newsletter. You subscribe at drhoffman.com, you get the newsletter in your inbox. Even if you don't subscribe, you can check it out later when it gets posted at drhoffman.com. But what they found was that, especially if you're taking three or more drugs, there was a dramatically increased risk of depression. The estimated prevalence of depression was 15% for those reporting use of three or more medications with depression as an adverse effect versus 4.7% for those not using such medication. So 15% if you're using three or more medications with depression as an adverse effect versus less than 5% for those not using such medication. So this is a big contributor to depression. It's not the only contributor to depression. Life does suck for a lot of people, and or they're not getting enough essential fatty acids, or maybe they're not getting enough magnesium or vitamin D, and on it goes. But medication side effects can worsen or lead to depression. And specifically, what they're talking about are several categories of drugs: antihypertensive, including beta blockers, but also ACE inhibitors, antidepressants, which include all the SSRIs, but also drugs like trazodone and old-fashioned Elavil, amitriptyline, certain hormones, like the birth control pill, and hormone replacement therapy, and synthetic progesterones used for contraception, and sometimes for cancer treatment, and Proscar, which is used for shrinking the prostate, but also for hair loss, and all the benzos used for sleep and anxiety, Valium and Xanax and Ativan, Clonopin, Ambien for sleep, many pain relievers, hydrocodone, tramadol, even ibuprofen. Think of how many people take ibuprofen. And Flexeril, which is for back pain. Doesn't really work, but it makes you super groggy and depressed. Gastrointestinal agents, including Nexium and Zantac and Pepcid and Prilosec. Agents used for allergies like Zyrtec and anticonvulsant medications, sometimes used for fibromyalgia, Valium and Topamax, and steroids, many steroid drugs, Medrol and prednisone, are associated with depression. By the way, this is not a comprehensive list. There are other drugs that can cause depression, but they just picked these drugs and surveyed how many people were on these drugs and how well that correlated with depression. And what they found was kind of alarming. Okay, let's take a call from Ashley. Welcome.
Hi, me and my friend Sana are really good friends, and she's really sleepy all the time after eating. Is there any medication you could help her with?
Okay, well, you know, sleepiness after eating can be due to several causes. You know, one, it's just the act of eating itself puts you into what's called a parasympathetic mode, which is kind of a relaxed mode. That's actually why people are stress eaters sometimes. They're in sympathetic mode, they're anxious, and when they eat, they get, you know, it's a natural switch that causes you to accentuate your digestive processes, and that makes you more drowsy and tired. Then it can be the very foods that you eat. I mean, some people get drowsy from one or another food. Particular culprits include wheat, dairy, but there are others. Certainly high-carbohydrate meals send your blood sugar through the roof, and you feel tired and sedated. So that could be an effect. Some people get tired because they make a lot of triglycerides after a meal that's rich in sugar. And as a result, the blood doesn't circulate very well to the brain, and you get drowsy. So is there something that can counteract that? Well, you know, maybe some kind of stimulant, something along the lines of caffeine. That's a possibility. It could also be that when you have a yeast problem, eating certain foods causes the yeast in your gastrointestinal tract or certain bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract to release chemicals into your bloodstream that have a sedating effect and literally can make you feel intoxicated or drunk, which is associated with drowsiness and fatigue. And maybe by changing the diet or taking probiotics or an antifungal herb, you can rid yourself of that problem. It's pretty common. So, you know, it's not a matter of some just taking a stimulant. I mean, yeah, you can take amphetamines, you can take Ritalin, but that's not getting to the bottom of the problem. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. Great show, lots of great questions. You can find out more by going to drhoffman.com. This program is just the tip of the iceberg in intelligent medicine phenomenon. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. Download our podcast. Take advantage of all the resources there. And shop at Fullscript, which is our online dispensary. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.